This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 274 for Thursday, February 17th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts traded to both sides of unchanged on Thursday, ending narrowly mixed. Canola down 40 cents in the nearby March contract at $1,008.80 per ton, but the deferred months all higher by the close. New crop November up $1.30 at $850.30 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil futures and a softer tone in crude oil accounted for some weakness in canola throughout the day, but soybeans held on to small gains and soy oil was well off its session lows by the close. Ongoing concerns over tight supplies and the need to ration demand continue to underpin the market, but end users are thought to be well covered for the time being, with basis level softening in the countryside. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures were all higher, although activity was choppy. Soybeans had traded to both sides of unchanged, the March contract up 4 cents at the close at $15.92 per bushel. Solid export demand was supportive. The USDA reported weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 1.3 million tons of old crop business and an additional 1.5 million tons for delivery in the new crop year. Private daily sales of 132,000 tons to unknown destinations were also reported this morning. The International Grain Commission released updated production estimates. They lowered their forecast for the world soybean crop by 15 million tons, now at 353 million, due largely to dryness in South America. Corn, it also finished with small gains after a choppy session, March up 3 cents at $6.50 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of 820,000 tons of old crop business and an additional 113,000 tons of new crop were in line with expectations. World corn production was revised slightly lower by the IGC, down 4 million tons from their last estimate, now at 1.203 billion tons. Wheat, it posted solid gains, the largest advances in the winter wheats. Minneapolis up 5 cents in the March contract at $9.57 per bushel. Kansas City, it's up 15 cents in March at $8.23 per bushel. Chicago wheat up 17 cents in the March contract at $7.98 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at about 130,000 tons of old and new crop business combined, with the bulk of that for movement during the current marketing year. The Russia-Ukraine situation remains at the forefront of the wheat market, as those two countries are major wheat exporters. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, February 17th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.